On the air at News Radio 1070 WKOK and online at WKOK.com. This is WKOK Sunrise.
Greetings and welcome on board the WKOK Sunrise. Rob Sanders in his dutiful place on the other side of the glass. So we always appreciate his help and hard work. He is fabulous. There's just no other way to state that. In the studio with us now, TJ Eike is back. She's president and CEO of the Central Pennsylvania Chamber of Commerce. And if you talk to her these days, she's like, holy smokes, we have a lot going on. I just think it's amazing. You get, what do they say, 20 pounds out of a 10-pound bag or something? I don't know. It's not the prettiest analogy, but anyway.
I am always in awe of what we accomplish each week when we kind of close the doors and head home for the weekend, and we're really not done. We're still, you know, advertently working on things on the weekend, too, but it's very incredible each day to see what my team achieves, and it's all for the betterment of our region and beyond.
Well, and I think is your staff, I think of them, you are a total of four people, right?
Correct,
which
including myself.
Just amazing, all the literally hundreds of things every month, including some major projects, including, you know, big industrial efforts to bring companies here, and you do all this with just four people. Are you all totally ridiculously swamped and glued to your phone and doing nights and weekend work, or sort of describe how you do this?
You know, I think we work efficiently. I'm always trying to find ways to make things, you know, work smarter, not harder. So sometimes it amazes me that there is a little time for water cooler chat or to sit down and have a little extended lunch and, you know, chit chat about different things outside of work. But, you know, when folks ask for a day off, you know, spur of the moment, can I have off tomorrow? I want to do whatever. It seems like we can always accommodate those things. So we're very flexible. And, you know, some jobs are just very demanding, and ours is in many ways, but I think it's more so in ways of the heart and the mind, because we're constantly always trying to make sure we're doing, you know, good things to try to help others, and we can't get in our own way. So, you know, my team works really hard, but are they chained to their desk and they don't have time to, you know, take a phone call or go do a visit if somebody pops by? Our members are first, so sometimes work gets pushed aside. Okay. If someone just pops in and wants to sit down and have a conversation.
Yeah, I once heard a boss say, interruptions are my job.
Yeah, wow. That I never heard that before, but that's pretty much is my job.
Right, well, absolutely. So how do you keep working? You've had basically the same team for the better part of a year now. You're coming up on a year. How do you keep workers? You can't pile on money. You know,
yeah.
That's just sort of not
feasible.
Well,
I inherited one employee, which I'm very grateful for, Jeff Schaefer. He and I have about the same amount of overall tenure, but I had to build my own team, and I looked for folks who were of servant mind and cared about people and, you know, just the betterment of the region. So that was the key. So they're self-fulfilled for doing those things. But, you know, my folks, I think their tenure just goes to prove that they like what they do, but I try to make it worth their while, because we're all chasing the dollar. That's what puts food on the table and a roof over our head. But at the end of the day, I've even come to learn during different positions I've had in different careers, it's not all about the money. If you're not feeling good and encouraged and want to pop out of bed in the morning and roll into work, doesn't matter how much you're making, it's not really worth it at the end. And so, you know, I like to refer to the staff as my kids, because they're a little younger than I am. But, you know, I just try to make sure that I show appreciation in other ways. You know, make sure that they know when they did a good job, that they did a good job. Give them opportunities to grow. And, you know, just little simple signs of appreciation of, you know, bringing in their favorite drinks in the morning if it's been a long week or an early day, or, you know, say, hey, let's go to lunch, and then I pick up the tab. You know, just try to make sure if they have a favorite candy or snack, you know, it just mysteriously appears in the office. And those kinds of things, I think, mean a lot, because, you know, you just kind of realize that you're more important than just that role, that you're a person, and that, you know, we have really good relationships there. I consider us a small family. We've been through a lot of trials and triumphs during our tenures together, and I think that just makes us stronger. And we don't want to let one another down. And I think that's a big thing, too. When you know how important you are to the team, you know that you don't want to let each other down.
Do you see each other after hours at all?
Not a whole lot. I mean, weddings, you know, those kinds of big events that we've all been a part of. But, you know, when Friday comes, everybody checks out and we roll in Monday and start fresh. And sometimes I think maybe that's a bit of a good thing, too, because you do need a break. Mm-hmm. I tease if I'm away for training or I actually take a day off that it's a reward for them, because I know everybody complains about the boss and needs to. And so if I'm there all the time, they don't get that opportunity to, you know, just talk a little smack about the boss. So I'll be like, this is your treat. I'm going to be, you know, here or there tomorrow so you guys can just, you know, have a good time.
Talk about you behind your back. That's funny. All right. So that's a just kind of glimpse behind the scenes. I think you do a fabulous job. And the chamber board, I think, was instrumental in making sure that you had a car to get around in.
Yeah.
And we see other companies doing gifts and big things.
I'm real reluctant. You know, I'm very humble and I want to do everything myself. And so, to be honest, when they told me they purchased a car, I was immediately asking, you know, which funds did it come from? How are we paying for it? How much is the insurance? And and they were like, wow, we knew she wouldn't be excited. She'd be concerned about the business end of it. But that's how I operate. But it has been a blessing. You know, we've been able to, you know, cut down on mileage because we all can ride together in one vehicle most of the time. And, you know, the staff's able to take the car to appointments and events they have during the business day as well. So we're getting a lot more visibility. It's nice to drive through downtown Lewisburg and see maybe Ellen Ruby walk in the streets like I did last week. And if I typically beep the horn, she wouldn't know who it was. But now when I beep the horn, everybody looks and they see the chamber car, which looks like a NASCAR. Thanks to Middle Creek Signs, you know, you can't mistake that automobile because we made sure the logo was large enough that you can read it from a distance.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, and it's back to this gift idea, this idea that your board said, you know, this is, we want to keep TJ, you know, so it's really your vehicle and you're letting the rest of the team use it. So I think, yeah, companies are trying to get creative to keep people, and I think that's one of the ways. And it sounds like you got a good thing going where you've kind of personalized it a little bit too. You know, you're not just a rote clackety clacker here that does data entry or something. Not that there's anything wrong with somebody who does that, but you're trying to, you know, you're a person too. I know a little bit about you. I don't bother you on the weekend and that kind of stuff. So, all right, well, fantastic. All right, little glimpse behind the scenes at the Central Pennsylvania Chamber of Commerce. They're up located on Housel's.
Right off of Housel's Run.
Right off of Housel's
on Lawton Lane.
Oh, Lawton Lane is a specific, yeah, if you know mm-hmm. where the IU is, you can see that particular area. If you've been up to Lear Truck Caps and all that area in the Milton Industrial Park, it's all in the State Police Barracks. If you've been there. Remember once I was driving to the CSIU one time and the State Police helicopter went over. It was about 2 feet above my car. Now, I know he wasn't quite that low, but he went right over the top of my car, and I thought, wow, this is exciting. So, but yeah, that was the State Police Barracks is there. Okay, you gave out a green award today?
Actually, we do it on Earth Day, but Earth Day was Saturday, and again, trying to keep the staff out of the office on the weekend, so we actually did it on Friday. And so we have a Green Business Awards program, and we encourage businesses to be green. We tried to lead by example, and people can just simply fill out an application online, and it totals a score, and then they add any criteria that they've done above and beyond what we're grading. And so we do this each Earth Day. It's a total surprise, and we did something completely different, and I keep my staff on their toes sometimes. We typically roll up to your place of business and congratulate you on Earth Day or the business day prior, and it just so happened, the stars aligned, that the person winning was sponsoring our breakfast on Friday in-house at the chamber. So I said, why don't we do it here in front of an audience? And they were like, no, we don't do it that way. We always go to their place of business, and well, only one part of the business owners here, the other parts back at the shop, and they won't be a part of it. So we orchestrated it without a glitch that one of the staffers called the co-owner, had that individual on the phone, and said, listen to this, while I announced the award in front of an audience. My thought was, you know, who wants to receive an award if you can receive it in front of an audience versus by yourself at your office? So it was really cool. And then it got the program a lot more recognition because folks were like, wow, you know, that's a beautiful award. I could have gotten that award possibly if I had filled out the application and made an initiative to be green. So Java Mamas in Danville, it's a coffee shop. They make their own coffee, but there's so many things they do. They air roast the coffee beans there. And I don't drink coffee. I've tried and I just can't. But their coffee gets incredible reviews. And it's just that they think outside of the box so much with what they do. And they just have a real passion for being green. So it was really exciting to see all the things they did. And they were just so prideful. I even saw as early as last night, the co-owner just posting and sharing on our Chamber's post, you know, how excited they were to be honored and their efforts recognized, because being green is very important, but we just don't really hear about it too much.
Right, and they're on Ferry Street. If folks kind of mix them up with some of the other, they're kind of back in a little bit where they are.
Where the Wise Markets is and those kinds of things right off of the highway there. They just have an incredible website. They do most of their business online, but you can surely stop by and see the award and congratulate Melissa and Brian and just kind of make some handy purchases right there as well.
I haven't been to Java Mama in almost 3 days, so I just had an appointment at 3 p.m. in Danville, and I got there about 2, and I thought, oh, this is perfect.
Awesome. So did you get to shop around a little bit?
And no, I'm a drive-up guy.
So, okay.
But yeah, very glad to go there. Good business, great coffee, Java Mama, the Green Award. Sort of what set them apart in terms of the planet?
Yeah, so like I said, we total points, but it's not all about the points. It's also the fact that they do a lot of extraordinary things that no one would think of. They replaced hot water heaters to change over to reserve some of their different energies that they were having. I thought one of the cool things was, now I'm going to get this name wrong, and I hope I don't say a curse word by accident, but the beans, when they air roast the beans, the skins come off. And so I think it's called chaff. And so they actually give that to farmers because it actually can be used for the cows and so forth for bedding and eating, I believe. So, you know, they go as far as they could just throw that out, but they're making sure it gets another life and another purpose. And I've learned the reason some coffees are bitter when you take the first taste, which to me all coffees are bitter, but when you take the first taste is because they don't air roast the coffee beans and the skins come off in the other process and sometimes get grind in with the beans, and it's actually that little bit of skin that you're drinking that is the bitter part. Okay. Where they don't have this. So, but just they just try to make their office so efficient, and they keep trying to find, when I was talking to Brian, he was so excited from the award and pumped up. Now he's thinking about trying to find a way to harness air energy because of where their building is located and the amount of wind that they always are witness to. So he is just constantly trying to find ways to be more efficient.
Well, they're not the building owner. They're a tenant. They just have a little sliver of that.
No,
building.
Actually, they purchased the building.
Oh,
so
they
are the building owner.
Wow.
And the landlords.
Holy
so.
Smokes. Good for them. All right. Well, maybe they'll put a wind turbine on top. All right. So the Green Business of the Year, Java Mama, good coffee place, kind of off the beaten path. Let your GPS take you there behind. It's sort of near Wise's, I guess, for lack of a better
phrase. Yeah, and online. I mean, you can do anything online, and they will deliver to your office. So if you aren't happy with the coffee here, they can supply the coffee and so forth here. So they do those kinds of things as well, if you think of as bigger companies that go out and supply coffees and so forth.
All right, you got some things coming up. You just did another one of the What is a Chamber discussions. How is that going? Have you find people are takers of this discussion?
Yeah, it is. It's one of those things that we think we know what we don't know. So, you know, a lot of folks are like, oh, yeah, I know what the Chamber is. I've been a member forever. But when we had the seminar most recently, it was incredible to see light bulbs going off. It was almost like we plugged in a string of Christmas lights because around the room, you could just see the lights going off. And so I think it's important to make sure you know what your chamber is. We actually changed the name. It was What is a Chamber? And then we realized how different we are. And we thought, you know what? We better call this What is the Central PA Chamber? Because I don't want you to come to the class and think that any chamber that you belong operates like we do. We all have a different vision and mission statement, and we all have a different way of leading. So ours is very different. And we want to make sure we educate folks on that.
Yeah, we have two chambers around here, slightly different footprints, but tons of overlap, and you're totally and completely different in every way. And
yeah, without a doubt.
And it's always interesting. All right, well, we are particularly today talking to T.J. Eike, President and CEO of the Central Pennsylvania Chamber of Commerce. Super busy. When we come back, we'll talk about more about their many activities coming up.
This is WKOK Sunrise on your station for the best news, talk, and sports. News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Sender, fabulouser than ever, so we appreciate his help and hard work. He's our producer. Oh, I forgot to say the road report. Let's see. Traffic very slow in Danville in front of the middle school. That's normal. Riverside is slow. Northumberland, Route 11 southbound slow, plus slow coming off the Priestley Bridge. And everybody else doing okay. We had some police activity in Milton earlier on Mahoning Street. That appears to be clear now, so we'll keep an eye on that. And, of course, slow in front of the Milton schools, but that's pretty normal. And there's a big gum-up on Lawton Lane, trying to get to the Chamber of Commerce building there, Central Pennsylvania Chamber of Commerce. And all your staff show up at the same time or something?
I haven't gotten a text that anyone called off, so okay. That's what I worry about.
All four people on Lawton Lane. Central Pennsylvania Chamber of Commerce President and CEO T.J. Ikey is here. Thank you so much for sticking around. Much appreciated. Let's talk about Lawton Lane might have been busy on Friday for the Friday Five. Explain what it is and what happened at recent ones.
Yeah, so because so much happens, it's just too hard to give a synopsis to our board, and I want to make sure that they're included in all the successes because they are a part of it, whether they realize it or not. So a few months ago, I've implemented trying to give them just five highlights from the incredible week that we have, and I have the staff kind of submit their input as well. And one that really stuck out to me was that on April 14th, I reported over 17,000 Facebook page reaches over the last 28 days. The significance is that that's an increase of 26% over the previous 28 days. And to think that an organization that has four employees, a board of 15, and is in rural central Pennsylvania can have that much impact on social media is just incredible. And the impact is not on the Central PA Chamber directly, it's on our members how it's supposed to be. So it just, that really kind of just empowered me to think, wow, how significant is that, that we can help get those things out there. And so if you haven't liked our Facebook page or you haven't visited our Facebook page, I do encourage you to do so. And then this past week, we actually concluded our first Raising the Board training course as a one-day course. Previously, it was 4 weeks, 2 hours each, you know, once a week for 4 weeks straight. And we just kind of pulled the folks that are in the not-for-profit world that particularly use this class and some folks in profit. And I just wanted to say, you know, what works for you? And they were like, the best that we could give is a day during the business hours. And we tried it, and we had a condense some things and modify some things. It went extremely well. There's always room for improvement, but the response that we got from folks and the diversity in the room that took the course, there was, you know, folks that have some incredibly powerful businesses in the area that are for-profit that took the class, and there were individuals new to boards. There was individuals that were served on many boards over many, many years. There were individuals who work in HR and things like that that sometimes overlap with what boards need to be mindful of. And I sat in on the entire class, and it was really impressive. You know, I know what's going on in my domain, but sometimes till you get to sit down and take a break and actually ride along with some folks that are there from the outside. And I was really prideful that how well it is. And we're working now. The Donald Heater Center reached out and said, we would like to do this for our entire board. Can you do a private Raising the Board course? And we have done it in the past. And we said, absolutely, let's sit down and chat and see what works for you. So we're doing those kinds of things. Even our elevator pitch class that we do regularly, Penn Tech College has asked us to come up and do personal classes for groups of their employees. So the fact that the Central PA Chamber is alive and well and thriving and just going in all different areas without our, you know, we're not even trying those things. It's just coming to us.
Okay, so Raise the Board, if folks don't recall, it's training for individuals who are going to join or already are on a board, where you really talk about what the role of a board is, not just to hear about the accomplishments, but to be the vision, sort of looking ahead to help with that, but also to be a safe set of eyes on the money to make sure that dollars in or dollars out, or even that the donated dollar is spent well.
Yeah, absolutely. We focus on four areas: practice, act, apply, and connect. And those are anything from ethics to service leadership leadership. We get real down in the dirty grounds and ask personal why. Why are you on a board? Is it for your own personal benefit to build your resume? Are you really connected to what you're trying to serve? Is it right for you? And, you know, we try to make sure you know how to do financial essentials and bylaws and meeting protocols and, you know, every little piece that you can think of. And I was so impressed that how well our training materials, which are copyrighted, flow. It just flows because we start out with your vision and mission, your culture, and your strategic plan. And that is the true foundation of any organization, for profit or not for profit. And so everything that we teach just continuously goes back to build on that foundation. And it was very impressive. And just the camaraderie and everyone sharing within a place of safe. You know, I've had this experience, or on our board, we struggle with this. And sometimes you need to realize you're not alone with some of the struggles that you have. And it's great to make new connections and be able to share ideas, thoughts, and past practices.
Right. And you've been working on this Raise the Board. So you've had dozens of them in the past, and you'll have more. When is the next one, if you sort of have
one?
Yeah,
so we try to do spring and fall. We kind of got off track with trying to make this new class, but I'm imagining in the fall we'll pull our members to see when they can get together. But like I said, if there's a group that wants to do their own course, we have no issues if the stars align to meet with them and do their own personal course.
CentralPAChamber.com if folks are interested in that. You have a ribbon cutting coming up for a business that's been around for 50 years. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so it's a grand reopening celebration, and it's pretty cool. We're going to go to Jasmine Air Boutique in Sunbury on May 5th at 10 a.m. And they're going to have an entire week and weekend of events and perks and sales and all of those great things. But we're going to get together as a chamber family there on Friday, May 5th and recut the ribbon. I understand some new ownership and things like that. So they're, you know, just wanted to make sure folks know that they're there and get them involved. I've been following them since they joined the chamber not too long ago. And wow, the variety of things that they have showcased there in that store. There's a lot going on, so I'm really excited to be able to go there even during work hours and maybe do a little shopping.
Well, I remember when they opened on 3rd Street, I was in high school, and they had blacklight posters, which we thought were amazing, you know, so we got a lot of those. So, yeah, different rock and roll. I still have my Jimi Hendrix poster, incidentally.
I'm a fan.
Yep, we'll hold on to that one. So, okay, so that's the Jasmine Air ribbon cutting. When is that you'll be at the
Sure,
business?
Friday, May 5th at 10 in the morning. So, you know, hopefully you can slip down. And like I said, it's going to be a whole weekend of events. So even if you can't be there with the Central PA Chamber family, I do encourage you to stop by and congratulate them and see what's going on.
All right. So folks can do that. Now, you are always working on a wide range of other things. Now, we only have a couple of minutes left, but you have a headshot sale. This is these photographs that you take that people always need in their businesses.
Yeah. And so I'm one of those folks. I have a couple things that irritate me, like people wearing pajama bottoms in public and just a couple odd things that
pet peeves.
And one of my pet peeves is if I see a professional headshot and it was from 40 years ago, or it was when you were the maid of honor in somebody's wedding, you know, those kinds of things just, and so we're actually offering a headshot opportunity at our office.
Are you staring at me just because my headshot on the websites has me with dark hair still?
Well, I've guiltily went out and looked at some of our members' websites and just kind of said, hey, you have a team of 30 and only 15 have headshots. What about the other 15? So we're booking really fast, but it's only $50. That is unheard of for a professional headshot. You get 6 variations of your headshot, and they're all in a white background, so you can transpose those onto anything.
When is it?
It is going to be on Friday, May 12th, right at my office from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. Now, you do need to register, and when you do, we will find you a time slot that fits your availability. But I will tell you, I'm told as of Friday, the morning is almost book solid. So if you want a late morning, maybe 12 o'clock time frame appointment, call our office if that's easier for you, or hop on the website, centralpachamber.com/events.
Stop staring at me. I have this old picture that I got in high school. I think it looks fantastic, but, you know, I guess it is time for an update. All right, other online training opportunities. We just have a minute left, so anything else cooking?
Yeah, I just want to encourage folks to, you know, look out and see what we're doing. We have our lending program. We're getting ready to unleash a reception to kind of have some of the folks folks who've benefited, both financial institutions and folks who've purchased the money to, you know, modify their businesses or grow their businesses. And I just think it's very impressive that our budget and finance committees and our boards are just working tirelessly to make sure that we're fiduciary responsible as far as what we're doing. And a lot of big things are happening. So, you know, if you're looking for some positivity, I encourage you to either go on our website, visit our office, or even, I've had some folks last week, I encourage, call our office and ask to be placed on hold. And we can let you on hold as long as you want. When you're done, just fall off hold, and you'll see why if you do it. But I do encourage you to call 570-742-7341. Just ask Ryan or whoever answers the phone, would you mind putting me on hold for a few minutes?
What?
And I'm telling you, it's going to brighten your day. And if you had any doubt what the Central PA Chamber does or who we are, that will make sure that you know before you hang up.
You want people to call you to go on hold?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I've had people do that during sporting events here when we're live on the radio and you can hear them on hold and they couldn't hear the radio where they were, so...
I do love my sports, but that's not it.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. We're on it. Thank you so much. TJ, thank you so much for all you're doing. You're just a fabulous person around here. You're a real award winner, and the Central Pennsylvania Chamber of Commerce is lucky to have you. Thank you so much for coming in.
Yeah, thank you for your kind words, and the pleasure is all mine. You know, I think you're not working if you love what you do, and I really don't consider that I work a day.
All right, someday I'm going to have to get a job. I'm almost certain of it. CentralPAChamber.com.